Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin signed an executive order today that will give preference when awarding state contracts to businesses working to fight climate change. Highlighting a goal for Vermont set in 2011 to reach 90% renewable energy by 2050 and its participation in the Under 2 MOU, a global effort to limit the increase in the world's average temperature to below 2 degrees Celsius, Governor Shumlin said the state can use its purchasing power to encourage businesses to adopt climate-conscious practices.
The state of Vermont awards hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts every single year. Today I'm signing an executive order to give preference to contracting with companies who are helping us to fight climate change. By using our significant purchasing power to reward climate-conscious businesses, we'll help promote those efforts and encourage other businesses to adopt similar practices.
The Secretary of Administration will be responsible to work with the Governor's Climate Cabinet to set the threshold for bidding policies. Justin Johnson says the state issues nearly $500 million in contracts annually.
Over the next few weeks, I will work with the Climate Cabinet, which the Governor set up at the very beginning of his first term, to come up with the parameters that we will use and where we have businesses that have similar bids or come score very similarly, we will then use these parameters as like the tiebreaker and give preference to companies that are doing more than perhaps other companies to improve their climate performance.
The governor signed the order in front of Small Dog Electronics, an Apple computer business that launched a statewide e-waste initiative years ago.
Here we go. Done. Signed, sealed, delivered. Executive order is in place.
Small Dog Electronics CEO Don Mayer.
All across Vermont, there are hundreds of businesses that see protecting our planet, protecting the environment, as an essential part of how they measure success. Businesses must lead the fight for climate change, and reducing the carbon footprint is an important part of our mission.
UVM Professor of Ecological Economics John Erickson says state government policies, such as the governor's executive order, often drive business practices.
Government, as a purchaser, can really be the first big change in a marketplace, and then everyone else jumps on board. When government said, you know what, we're going to start purchasing recycled paper, that created a market for recycled paper. Today we take it for granted that you can go to the store and buy recycled paper. The government has a big budget that can nudge the system in that direction. That's huge. That's huge. So what seems like a really small step, we're going to see years down the road tracing back to this moment that this drove innovation.
The executive order will remain in effect unless a future governor repeals it. Shumlin, a Democrat, is not seeking another term. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.